Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It looks like we could have another tug of war shaping up between Governor Rick Snyder and Attorney General Bill Schuette. At stake, whether failing schools within the new Detroit Public Schools Community District could be shut down by the end of the school year. Today, Attorney General Bill Schuette issued his legal opinion on the matter. Here with us is Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. Recap everything at stake here, Rick.
The issue here is whether the state school reform office can and will close some low-performing schools in the Detroit School District. Now, you'll remember that basically this district is a new legal entity, the Detroit Community Schools, and it was created to focus on teaching and students, while the old Detroit Public School District exists basically on paper to collect taxes and pay debts. There was what may or may not be an unintended consequence of that, and it is that because the district is new, the Snyder administration has a legal opinion written by an outside law firm that says because the district is new, there's no three-year look back on how well the schools are performing. This is a new legal entity, and nothing can be done to it in that respect for another 3 years. The legislature's Republican leaders, Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekoff, House Speaker Kevin Cotter, cried foul, said that's not what we intended when we passed this law, and they went to Attorney General Bill Schuette, who acted with remarkable haste in issuing an opinion and saying, nope, if those schools have been low performing for 3 years, then they are subject to this law.
Well, how binding is his opinion then? I'm wondering what this really means for those schools.
It is binding that when the Attorney General issues an opinion, an interpretation of state law, he's acting as the state's legal counsel, and that advice is binding on state officials. So it would appear, at least, that it's possible that these low-performing Detroit schools may face being closed.
But then we see this square off because we know that Judge Stephen Rhodes is dead set against having them closed without that 3-year period. So are we opening Pandora's box of legal battles?
That certainly is a possibility. That right now the reaction from the Detroit community schools and the reaction from the Snyder administration is, we have this opinion, now we need to examine it. And, there's a question of, the school reform office reports to the governor. And so certainly he would be pretty influential, one would think, in the decision on whether or not any of these schools in Detroit will be closed.
So it seems this is not going to play out smoothly.
Why should this be different than any other step in this process?
Good point. Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. As always, Rick, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.